This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A ship bearing humanitarian aid is now loaded and prepared to leave Cyprus for Gaza after international donors launched a sea corridor to supply aid for the besieged territory facing widespread hunger after 5 months of war. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Pallets of MREs, or meals ready to eat, being airdropped Saturday over the Gaza Strip. U.S. defense officials promise more will be coming.
The European Union's top official, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, told reporters in Cyprus Friday the vessel belonging to Spain's Open Arms aid group will make a pilot voyage to test the corridor Saturday. Open Arms founder Oscar Camps confirmed to the Associated Press the ship is scheduled to depart Saturday and would take 2 to 3 days to arrive at an undisclosed location where the group World Central Kitchen is constructing a pier to receive it. The group has 60 food kitchens throughout Gaza to distribute the aid. Opening a sea corridor to Gaza shows increasing frustration with the humanitarian crisis in the Strip and a new international willingness to work around Israeli restrictions. Israel says it welcomes the maritime corridor, but cautioned it would also need security checks. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden signs a package of spending bills passed by Congress.
The president, in signing the stopgap legislation, is thanking leaders from both parties for keeping the government funded. At a meeting last month, he noted the danger of allowing a shutdown.
A shutdown damage the economy significantly, and I think we all agree to that.
This package helps fund the hiring of more air traffic controllers, housing assistance for veterans, and other programs. Congressional negotiators are working on a second package, including defense.